أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن كان منكم مريضا أو به أذى من رأسه ففدية من صيام أو صدقة أو نسك. We are still busy discussing various aspects of Hajj and the masail of Hajj, all the aspects of Hajj. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that when you put on your ihram for Hajj or Umrah, then complete it. Without any valid reason, don't cut short your Umrah or your Hajj. And if, for example, you are stopped from going, you become ill, etc., and you cannot now make it for that Hajj for that year, then Allah explained that the animal must be slaughtered in the Haram of Makkah. Further, Allah Ta'ala explains that فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا. If any one of you, when you have donned your ihram and you become ill, أَوْ بِهِ أَذَمْ مِرَأْسِهِ, or he has some defeat, some pain, some problem in his head, etc., some type of illness which now he cannot, he has to come out, he has to cut his hair before the time, then in that case you are permitted to do so, but then there is a penalty, a dam for that, for fidyatun. You have to pay a dam, and that dam is min siyamin, that you keep rozas. And the rozas in this case is that a person keeps three rozas. And if he does not want to keep the rozas, or he cannot, then O sadaqah, O nusuk, then he should give some sadaqah. And the sadaqah is that he feeds six people, and that will be equal to what is sadaqatul fitr. The amount that we give on the day of Eid as sadaqah, sadaqatul fitr, to that amount he must give to six people. And if he cannot do that, then O nusuk, Ya Qurbani, then he must have an animal slaughtered. Either the best is a big animal, that is a camel, and that will be in the Haram of Makkah. If not a camel, then the medium is a cow, and the least is a goat, and that is that has to, that should be slaughtered. So Allah Ta'ala, this great ibadat of Hajj, which is very, very valuable, where it is farad on a person who can afford it, and with all the other conditions, at least once in a lifetime. But even Nafal Hajj is very, very valuable. And in that also we see the great compassion and kindness of Allah Ta'ala, that how Allah Ta'ala has made concessions for according to a person's health, according to his condition. And that now he just has to pay a penalty for that when he cannot complete it as it was supposed to be completed. And in the penalty also Allah gives various options. All this if a person realizes the value of deen, and he sees that actually he should be fulfilling it very stringently. But Allah Ta'ala, considering our weaknesses, has made lot of leeways for us. And we should remain within that concessions which Allah Ta'ala has given us and not go out of them. In all matters of our life also, Allah Ta'ala has prescribed a path for us, and that is the path. And as a slave, we are total slaves of Allah Ta'ala, we should be following that. But Allah in His most merciful mercy and kindness has made many concessions for us, and in that concessions also Allah has shown us various forms. So the right way for a slave of Allah Ta'ala is to become totally, give himself over totally to Allah Ta'ala and be a true complete slave of Allah Ta'ala and make shukr of all the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah let us understand, and this great ibadah of Hajj, may Allah make it easy also. All these protocols and restrictions which there are, may Allah take them away and make it possible for any and everyone who wants to go for Hajj, that it is easy for him and that he can fulfill the Hajj and the Umrah and Ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with great ease and comfort. And let us benefit fully from this great ibadat and take the full benefit spiritually also, materially also. May Allah guide us to righteousness.